Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and Podcast, where the help begins and the hype ends. My name is Al Gordon, and I'm proudly sitting in for Del. And what I want to share with you is some information that nobody else is going to share with you. I'm going to talk about the 1%. Yeah, I'm going to get into a conversation about the 1%. Now, as soon as I said the 1%, what came to your mind? What were you thinking about? Were you thinking about the 1% of Americans that make the bulk of the money in the United States? The 1% that are constantly attacked or they're attacked by politicians? The 1% that seems to make everything while the 99% of us don't? That's not the 1% I'm talking about. Maybe it's the 1% that served in the United States military. Did you know that actually less than 1% of all Americans actually serve on active duty in the military? Yeah. So at any given time, technically, about 0.4% are serving on active duty. And if you take into consideration the reserve components, the reserves and the National Guard elements, you're looking at roughly 1% of Americans. Now, when I bring up military service and the 1% that serves there, do you kind of change your tune a little bit? Do you think a little bit differently about the 1%? Yeah, see, I'm going to share with you information about the 1% that's not being shared with you by Fox News, CNN, wherever you get your political content, the rest of AM radio. I'm going to share with you information that you can use. And along the way, I'm going to throw some cool information in there. For instance, did you know that professional athletes make up an even smaller fraction than the 1%? Now, you think about it. You may have participated in sports growing up. Maybe you were on a grade school team. Maybe you played T-ball or something like that. Maybe you played Pop Warner football. Maybe you swam. Whatever you did, you were involved in some kind of athletic competition, but it was not for pay. It's not professional, so you're not providing your services in exchange for money. You're doing it strictly voluntarily, strictly for the love of the sport, and people like you don't count as professional athletes. They don't. Now, you think about the number of people that participate in sports in their lifetime. Chances are they get exposed to sports, like I said, in grade school. Maybe it's a little bit later. Maybe it's in like middle school. Maybe it's in high school. Some don't get exposed to sports until college. But if they do get exposed in college, they're probably really good at something already, and they're probably athletically inclined that allows them to get involved with the sport. But unless we're talking about some very elite college athletes, We're talking about amateurs. We are. We're talking about amateurs. Now, I know that there are collegiate athletes that are allowed to sell their image, their likeness, in exchange for compensation. But that's usually the best of the best. Kind of like the 1% of the athletes, right? Yeah, see where I'm going? All right. When you get to professional athletes, you have to understand that only a tiny fraction of high school or NCAA athletes reach the professional level. In other words, get involved with the NFL or the NBA or the MLB or the women's versions of those sporting leagues. Estimates say that roughly 0.008%. Yeah, like one in 12,500 of high school athletes go pro overall. Yeah, it's a very small window, but they're very good at what they do. Now, this leads me to a different class of one percenters that I want to talk to you about, a class of one percenters that maybe you should be a part of. Investment in real estate, specifically owning 10 units or more of real estate. Did you know that the majority of people that invest in real estate, they go out and they buy a single family house kind of on a whim, and it seems to do okay? They don't seem to be losing any money with it. They're not sure how to make money with it, but they don't seem to be losing any money with it. And then maybe they expand their horizons. Maybe they go out and buy a second asset, and now they've got two assets. And then they get bored with real estate. I mean, they don't seem to be losing any money. They don't seem to be really making any money. They're not sure how to make money, but now they've got some real estate. They're not even sure how the tax advantages benefit them. They just know that they have heard that real estate has tax advantages that are beneficial to the owner. But they don't know anything about depreciation. They don't know anything about the mechanics of how the taxes work, how they benefit them. They may even be filing their taxes incorrectly. They may not be taking depreciation on their assets, which would be a mistake, because the government kind of gives you that free write-off. It's baked into the tax code. It's designed to assist you with the wearing out of your asset over time and allowing you to keep some of your hard-earned money instead of giving it to the government. Because what you're effectively doing is you're effectively providing housing to a demographic that is looking for housing to live in, but they either don't want to or can't buy it for themselves, so they rent it. And when that demographic of people looks at what's out there, they see all kinds of stuff. They see the good, they see the bad, they see the ugly. If you want to be a part of what I consider the 1% of real estate investors, you have to get past where most mom and pops can't get past. You've got to build a plan to expand your real estate holdings. Now, I know there's some of you out there that are listening to my voice, and you're like, dude, he's talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm absolutely talking to you. And here's your challenge. Here's your struggle. Because I know it. I've been there. I've walked in your shoes. You're not sure how to go to the next level. You get a guy like me talking about how you should own 10 units or more, and you should be a part of the 1%. Because it's effectively that 1% of real estate owners that tend to make the money. Now, a lot of you think that's big institutional investors. Well, they're in there. They're lumped into the 1%. But I'm talking about the 1% that actually make money in real estate, that own at least 10 units, that have changed their investing trajectory. They're making money in multiple ways as opposed to singular ways. They're building their portfolios over time. They're buying into an asset that's not an instantaneous gratification, like a stock purchase. Oh, I want to buy a stock today. Poof, I bought it. Oh, I want to sell a stock today. Poof, I sold it. It's not how real estate works. You buy an asset and you buy it correctly. You look at the individual model of the asset. You figure out what it's worth in its present condition, what you can afford to pay for it, what it's going to take to improve it, what value it's going to command in the retail market. You determine what it can rent for. You look at your operational expenses. You determine your cash flow. You determine your equity capture. You look at natural appreciation. You look at principal pay down. And you take advantage of the tax benefits afforded to you by the Internal Revenue Service. Tax benefits that are baked into U.S. law. Kind of cool, huh? So in the next segment, we're going to talk more about the 1%. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon. I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, an organization that was created by the namesake of this radio show and podcast, Del Walmsley. He created Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1990. The organization's been around for almost 36 years, helping people like you, helping people like me change our lives by learning how to correctly invest in real estate assets. Now, sometimes real estate gets a bad rap, and you've probably heard all those bad raps. Real estate is very risky. Real estate takes a ton of time. Real estate is a money suck. Well, I've heard that stuff too, but I don't live that reality. I don't live that reality. I know how to mitigate risk. I don't let real estate control my time. I control my time, but I spend a little bit of my time on real estate. And the key is just a little bit. It is not my entire day. It's not my entire week. It's not my entire month. It's a little bit of my time because I know what I'm looking for. I know what I'm doing. I focus on the assets that I have. I'm looking for my future acquisition assets. And if the assets don't give me the type of returns that I need to be successful, I pass. And I've learned how to do that by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, I did that 9 years ago. I did. Because I really wasn't a part of any 1%, other than the fact I served 27 years in the United States Army. So, I mean, technically, I was in that 1%. But I wasn't in the 1% of top income earners. I wasn't in the 1% of millionaires or wealth builders in the country. I wasn't in the 1% who have super advanced degrees or an elite education. I wasn't in the 1% of inventors or patentees. I wasn't in the 1% of C-suite senior executives or high responsibility roles. I wasn't in the 1% of niche or rare professions. And again, I wasn't a professional athlete. I wasn't. I mean, I guess you could technically say, well, dude, you served in the Army. Don't you kind of have to be an athlete to be in the Army? Yeah, you do. And don't you kind of get paid to be in the Army? Well, yeah, you do. So weren't you part of the 1% of professional athletes? No, because my job was not to get better at my sport. Well, technically my job was to get better at my sport, but my sport really wasn't a sport. My job involved life and death. My job involved protecting this nation. My job involved doing my particular role in the overall scheme of things so that we would defend the Constitution and the United States of America. Simply put, that's where I rolled. So I wouldn't say I was in the 1% of elite athletes, because I knew elite athletes in the Army. I mean, we had them. We had guys that, you know, would just on a whim decide, okay, I'm going to run a half marathon today. So they go out and run a half marathon today. And you know what they do the next day? They run a half marathon. You know what they do every day of the month? They run a half marathon. And then when the month's over, you know what they do? They up it. They go, oh, I'm going to just run a marathon every day. I mean, those kind of insane athletic people are out there. Some of them served in the United States Army. I got to know some of them. They're just a different part of our species. I don't know. There's something a little bit. Maybe they just don't have a pain tolerance. I think that might be it. I think they don't have a pain tolerance. But let's not talk about the athletes. Let's talk about the 1% of real estate investors that own 10% or more, 10 units or more. Now, I happen to fall into that category. I am invested in multifamily assets. I am invested in multiple holdings. I am invested in assets that have a lot of units. They're called apartment buildings. So I technically have my 10 covered. I do. I am looking for additional assets to buy. Market conditions are not where I think they need to be for multifamily, but I think market conditions are where they need to be if you're going to do single family. I think this is an outstanding time to be buying single family. I truly do. I think it's an outstanding time to be buying multifamily, provided you don't overpay for the asset. And that's a key principle. Do not overpay for the asset. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you those fundamentals. We're going to give you tools to use so that you can analyze assets. And then when you get hooked up with a mentor, you're able to bounce your ideas off the mentor. And the mentor can tell you, yeah, that works, or yeah, that doesn't work. The mentor can save you a lot of time, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, and in doing so, give you great support, great feedback, great information on what you're trying to accomplish. And then you're going to build a team around you, a team of people that are actually better equipped to do the particular tasks that you need those teammates to perform, probably better than you're capable of doing yourself, unless you're just one of those, you know, 1% that are God's gift to handymen, right? You know what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, who's better at drywalling a property? Somebody that drywalls a property once a week, or somebody that drywalls a property once every 10 years? You know where I'm going. All right. So the point I'm trying to make is that you will learn the value of hiring teammates that will expand your ability to do the things you need to do as a real estate investor. And one of the key things that you're going to have to learn how to do is you're going to have to learn how to analyze and figure out what needs to be remediated in an asset so that you can determine whether or not you're going to make any money in the asset. Do you know how to do that? Chances are you don't. And if you don't, that's totally fine. I have a solution for you. You could actually go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the button that says start here, and then take a look at some of the information Lifestyles Unlimited is going to provide you. And as you scroll down, it's going to give you an opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And there's a very reasonable price point at the bottom of that page. I'm not going to say what it is over the air because I think it's actually beyond reasonable. I really do. When you consider what you're getting in exchange for the little coin that you're exchanging for what you're getting great value. So I think you ought to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the Start Here button, consider becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and giving us the opportunity to start training you to be part of the 1% that the majority of Lifestyles Unlimited members are a part of. And the ones that aren't a part of it, they're on their way to being a part of it. In the next segment, we have more to share. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show and podcast. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Wamsley. And by the way, I want to share with you the concept of this radio show / podcast. The concept is where the hype ends and the help begins. Now, why do I point that out? Because there's a lot of hype out there about real estate investing. There's a lot of hype about who can educate you. But I will point out, there have been a lot of real estate investor education and mentoring companies that have come and gone over the span of my lifetime. I know a lot of them that, you know, used to be the thing in the day, and they don't exist anymore. Yet Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for almost 36 years doing the same thing. Why do you think an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited is still here when a lot of these competitors, and a lot of them are big names too. I'll throw out the president's name, Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on the internet about Trump University. And I was never a member of Trump University. I never joined that. I didn't even know what it was, didn't know it existed. To be honest with you, I really didn't know much about it. And I think the problem that Trump University had, in addition to all these other entities that have come and gone, is that there wasn't really any substance to the information. Now, I'm serious as a heart attack about that. They gave you a lot of general information, a lot of information that sounds really good in theory, but they really didn't give you tangible information on the how-to. There was no how-to. Lifestyles Unlimited is different. Lifestyles Unlimited is about the how-to. This program is about the how-to. But let me explain something to you about this program. If you don't listen consistently, you're missing a lot of material. And I'm not saying that I'm going to teach you everything that you're going to learn when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I am teaching you what I think is relevant for the time period that we're in. And it may or may not be relevant to you. I don't know. But I think some of the things that I pointed out in this program are relevant to you. Here, I'll point some other things out to you that maybe are relevant. You're working your butt off. Trading time for money. Been doing it for some time. If you've been doing it long enough, you've gone through a downsize. In other words, you've been effectively laid off, or your pay was cut, or you were just flat out fired. And then you lived in the aftermath period where there was no income, yet all your expenses were there. And you did everything that you could to get yourself right back into that same situation of having a job, trading time for money, because that's how you have learned how to survive in this life. You have been taught the concept of working your entire life. And there has been something called a 401k that's probably been available to you. If not, the IRAs are available to you. And what are those? Means of investing, right? At least they call it investing. But is it really investing? Or is it just putting your money on autopilot, effectively transferring money that would have come in through your paycheck, has been diverted so that you can't touch it because we don't trust you. We're the government. We don't trust you. The money gets diverted into those accounts. They're glorified savings accounts. They have an investment component to them, meaning you can invest in certain things based on what your plan allows, right? And chances are it's a series of mutual funds, and you're allowed to determine your risk factor, right? Whether you want to be invested in bonds, or you want to be in growth stocks, or you want to be in a hybrid between the two. And your money just gets funneled in there. You get fractional shares of whatever the financial planner is buying for you that day. You give up fractional shares based on whatever they're selling that day. They're making income off the transactions. You're getting a kind of a set rate of return that fluctuates, but it's kind of a set rate of return. You're kind of comfortable getting a certain percentage ROI per year. Maybe that number is 8%. Maybe that number is 10%. Maybe you're, you know, you're really, really lucky and you're in the 20 percentiles. Yet you're working your butt off. That money's not doing anything for you. It is going into that savings account for future you to consume. And here's the other dilemma you have. When do you pull the trigger? When do you stop working and say, you know what, I'm done busting my butt. I'm going to live off that bag of money. And Social Security is going to be there for me. Yeah, Social Security. Do you see a potential explosion happening in future you? An explosion that is essentially you running out of money in future you? I mean, how much money do you have saved up in those accounts? Is it a lot? Is it a little? Do you turn it on and off as you need money? Do you borrow from it? Maybe when you get laid off? And then don't put it back like you're supposed to because you really don't have the money to put it back with? Yet you just keep plugging along, don't you? You keep doing what the herd mentality tells you to do. Get your butt to work on time. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Give us outstanding results. We'll keep giving you money. You keep feeding that government-endorsed account, and everything will be just fine. Or will it? Yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest problem you have is an income problem. And I know, you make a good income. But the problem is, and it's what I've been pointing out this entire segment, the problem is you got to bust your butt for it. If you're not busting your butt for it, there is no income, right? You get fired. You get laid off. Even if you didn't do anything wrong. I think that's the most maddening thing about the whole thing, right? You're sitting there busting your butt for an organization, and then all of a sudden, you get an email from HR telling you that you have a mandatory meeting with them at a certain time later on today, and you know what's coming down the pipeline. And in that meeting, they basically tell you, your time is done. Thank you for your service. Here's a severance package, if you get a severance package. And in the middle of that meeting, they're locking you out of every system in that organization, every key card, the whole nine yards. And effectively, they want you to pack up your personal gear and take it out with you, never to return. Have you lived that? Probably have, haven't you? Well, this is where that real estate comes in. And being a part of that 1% that I'm talking about, that 1% that owns 10 units or more. If you had 10 units of real estate, let's just say hypothetically, you've got a 10-plex. And the cash flow on that 10-plex pays you $100 per door, just a minimum $100 per door. You'd have $1,000 of income coming in per month. Now, it doesn't sound a lot in comparison to how much you make, right? But it's just a starting point. In the next segment, we'll talk about why. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. So are you thinking about this? Are you thinking through what I'm sharing with you? I suggested that if you had a 10-plex and that 10-plex was paying you a mere $100 per door in cash flow, you'd have $1,000 coming into your household every month. $1,000. Can you retire off $1,000? Probably not, right? Okay, I'm not suggesting that you can, nor am I suggesting that you should. I'm suggesting that you get to a point where your real estate is generating $1,000. Now, I know there are markets in the United States of America where you can buy single-family houses, and those houses will pay you a minimum $200 per month in cash flow. As a matter of fact, I was looking at a couple just the other day that have cash flow potential in the 400s and one that was in the 500s. So I know those cash flowing opportunities are out there. So let's say instead of a 10-unit apartment building paying $100 per month, you buy 10 single-family houses that are paying you $200 per door per month. Now you're making $2,000, right? 10 houses, $2,000. And that $2,000 is going to pay for some things in your household. I mean, I just off the top of my head, I can already tabulate the items in my household that $2,000 is covered by, because my household income is provided primarily by passive income. So I know what $2,000 does to a household. I know what $2,000 can do to your household. It can benefit it. Now, you may not be able to retire off of it, but think about it. You've been able to get to the 1% of real estate owners. Now, you haven't created a situation yet where you can retire yourself, but that's not a problem. You just need more real estate. Maybe now, instead of buying another house, maybe now you buy that 10-plex. Or maybe you just buy 10 more houses. Either way works. The possibilities are endless. And here's the key. Here's what you're trying to do. You're trying to replace your take-home income. Not your salary. Your take-home income. When you become a real estate investor and you retire yourself, you're not paying money into Social Security. You're not paying money into Medicare. You're not being taxed on normal earnings. We call it earned income. You're being taxed as a real estate investor, which is way more favorable than the way you're being taxed right now. So a lot of those expenses that normally would come out of your check don't need to be replaced. Does that make sense? So let's say you make $100,000 per year. I don't know how much you make per year. I'm just going to give you an easy number to work with. Say you make $100,000 per year. Let's say 30% of that, and I don't know your personal situation. It might be more, it might be less, but let's say 30% of that $100,000 is going to taxes, Social Security, Medicare, and your 401k. That leaves you $70,000. I mean, that's effectively your take-home pay, right? So if you've got $70,000 and you can live off of $70,000, then what you do is you build the systems to get you to the point where you're making $70,000 per year in real estate. Is that possible? Absolutely. I got tens of thousands of Lifestyles Unlimited members that would stand up behind me and say it's totally possible, because they're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. It can be done. It's a matter of resources. It's a matter of education. It's a matter of putting together a plan that works for your particular situation. It's all about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm serious about that. And I think you ought to check it out. As a matter of fact, I absolutely think you should go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on Start Here. Read the information that's there. Do a little research on Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, you could check their Better Business Bureau rating. And then consider becoming a member. Because knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is key to your success. And all the pitfalls that you've heard about real estate all revolve around a lack of education. People that went out and bought one investment property didn't seem to lose any money on it, but didn't seem to make any money on it. And then they went out and bought a second one and got the same result. And real estate became boring to them because they didn't do it right and they didn't follow a roadmap that is designed to help them succeed. That's the Lifestyles Unlimited model. It's a model you need to be a part of. It's a model that's been around for almost 36 years. And it's a model that will be around into the future. So again, I implore you, if you want to make a difference in your life, you want to do something that the herd is not doing, you want to be a part of the 1%, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here. Let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.